Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
What's up, my loofah sniffers?
Woo. Oh, what's going on, sponge face?
Happy Tuesday.
Boy, it is moist. I was zipping along on 470 this morning. I was making good time. Not another car on the road. And as I passed, I think it was Broadway, State Trooper comes on, gets on right in front of me doing like 55. And I'm like, son of a biscuit, man.
Uh-oh.
Come on now. So there I was behind the trooper all the way into work going 10 under because I'm terrified to pass him. Aren't we all like that? We
don't
want to pass a cop.
Yeah, stadies are scary. Stadies are not the ones you want to mess with either. Yeah.
I go the four over. If they're not going the four, I go 4 miles over.
Oh, four
past
over.
A cop.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's under five.
And how many times have you been pulled over this year?
Not by a state cop.
Not by the troopers.
Oh, no, never. No, just on Arapahoe.
I felt like I couldn't do it because the conditions were so sloppy this morning. And I was like, I'm not going to zip around this guy. So here I am. I set the old cruise control. I think it was like 56. And I was just puttering along. And it's funny because, like, I mean, a couple times you see a car coming up on the left lane.
Yeah. And then they see,
And then they, you know, and then they're like right next to the trooper. So it's like, there's no going around anyway because this guy's not passing him. But what is that about cops? It's like, at least go the speed limit for goodness sakes.
I know.
No,
we're all terrified to pass you. At least go 65.
They got nothing better to do.
Exactly.
Like, I'll just cruise here.
And boop. I wish there was like a consistent number of miles you could go over that they all followed and you couldn't get, you know what I mean?
Right.
I know that they're like, that's what the limit's called. It's like, no, but you can go four over everyone's okay with it and we just let everybody go, right?
I got mad respect for the men and women in uniform out there, first responders. But for God's sakes, go the speed limit.
Yeah. Pretty please.
Please.
Officer.
In your
officer.
Pretty silver Durango. Go. Give it hell. I know you got to hit me in that thing. Go. yesterday was pretty chill. I did a lot of work stuff yesterday. I guess the biggest event from Monday was my son went out with a buddy of his, and they went fishing. And this was a big step for us because this kid lives kind of back in the foothills, and they've got a lake back in there where his parents live, and it was just Reed and his friend alone at the lake. And I guess this kid, it's a private lake because it's a fancy schmancy area, but I guess his buddy goes to this lake all the time and goes fishing and takes his brothers down and other friends. And Reed was like, please, 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 I want to go fishing. I want to go out into the sun and hang with my buddy. And we were like, back and forth, because we're kind of helicopter parents, you know? This was a big step to let him loose into the wilderness. And pretty much the entire day, I had the Find My feature on my phone and watching his dot where he was. And he came home, and he was so happy.
Aww.
He had the best time.
That's so
cute. He had a really, really good time. And I guess they hopped on some e-bikes that his friend has, and they were zipping around this neighborhood and everything. And it was hard to let him do that because you worry constantly, you know, that they're alone and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But then on the other hand, it's like they're having a 90s summer, kid summer. They're out fishing and having fun.
And you, as a parent, can feel very proud that you were able to trust your kid to be by himself and make the right choices. So, yay, Reed. Way to go.
I know. And it
That's
was kind
amazing.
Of fun, like, the day before taking him out into the garage. Getting a fishing pole ready, you know, getting a little tackle box for him, you know, giving a little knife in there so he can cut the line and, you know, showed him how to put a hook on and the whole nine and all that. And that was kind of nice.
Aww.
It was a nice little bonding moment.
That's awesome.
And then, from what I understand, right before he left yesterday, Nicole gave him a bottle of pepper spray.
Just in case, son.
Just
like,
in case
this in your
fish
pocket.
Attack, right?
You know what?
And, you know, you be aware of your surroundings.
Exactly. Those bears are active right now.
Those bears are active.
Good job,
and he's
Mom.
Like, if there's anybody weird, you know, you feel free to leave. And we had the conversation with him. It's like, if you're uncomfortable and you need to run for it or whatever, leave all your crap.
Yeah.
You will not be in trouble if you leave your water jug and your fishing pole behind and you need to book it.
Yeah.
Like, you are more important than that. But
you had all the conversations with him.
All the worrying, you guys. There was nothing that happened. He didn't even catch a fish.
No.
Like, seriously, nothing happened. Nothing happened, but he had a really good time. And it kind of warmed my heart that, you know.
That is good.
And it was funny. Then they went back to the kid's house and they went swimming because he has a pool. So I'm like, you are having a 90s kid.
I want to be friends with this kid.
Me too.
But
It's awesome.
Me too. I'll show you the neighborhood. It's a really nice neighborhood.
My goodness.
But yeah, so that was it was a good day yesterday for the kiddos.
Yeah, that's fun.
Really good. Who needs a new sink?
Oh, me.
Josh.
Which one? Kitchen sink?
Yeah, it's a kitchen sink.
What happened?
Noticed, so, you know, the kitchen sink has like the two sides to it. And I noticed a couple days ago that I was doing the dishes and I moved it from one side of the sink to the other. It started spilling out over like where the actual knob is and stuff. And I was like, well, that's never done that before. So I thought it could have just been like one of those rubber rings that you need to keep all the water in there.
Yeah, the sealer thing.
So I tried to find the sealer. I couldn't find it. There was nothing that I could seal. There was no sealing needed. And so I was like, all right, I got to call somebody. So I called some guy to come out and look at my sink, and he took, you know, 5 minutes at it yesterday and was like, oh, yeah, you need a new sink. And I was like, oh.
Way to upsell
you. How much does that cost?
Do you really need a new sink if it's just your faucet leaking?
I don't know. That's what he said. He's like, I can replace the sink for you. And I was like, okay. And so he's going to come back out today. And we're going to do all the cost stuff and all that stuff. So,
gosh.
Really? Yeah. Oh, it's not cheap, Katie.
Oh, I know.
No, it's
I
not
just
cheap.
So, Googled
where's
new
the
kitchen
seal?
Sink?
Yeah. I was like,
where's the seal that's leaking?
Well, it's just like underneath the knob. Like when you flip on the
so
sink.
So, your faucet.
Yeah, the faucet.
When you turn
part.
Your faucet on, it's leaking there.
It's leaking when
you
I move it.
You don't need a whole new sink. You put a new faucet in.
No, the new faucet, not a whole new sink, but a new faucet. He wants the whole new faucet.
Oh, you
in
just
there.
Said you wanted a new sink.
I thought you needed a $400 new sink. I
that's
was like,
part of
those
two different things,
deal.
Josh.
Okay, well,
a sink and a faucet is two different things.
I don't know.
So
this guy is going
to
not a full new
this
sink.
This guy is going to make some bank off Josh.
No, because my mommy and daddy are coming over, so it's going to be fine. We're going to be good.
This is so sad for you.
Thanks, mom and dad. I love them so much.
This is so super sad for you.
At least it's a faucet, though. That's
it's
only good.
You are a 30-year-old man, and you have no idea what you're doing. This is why they need classes in schools that's like just basic home stuff, home repair.
Yes.
You know, how to
I
fix
agree.
A faucet, a leak, how to replace the innards of a toilet, you know, just all the basic stuff. Because otherwise, you don't know what a faucet and a sink is.
Why do they not have a class like that?
Well, and
now that
honestly,
I'm thinking about it, we're helpless over here.
Yeah, Josh is helpless over here.
Hey,
I can
look,
see
my
you
age.
Taking home an $80 Glacier Bay sink faucet.
You look, that's Katie doesn't even know. She's
I'm
over
just,
here Googling.
No, I'm just saying, like, that even the faucets are pretty expensive.
Faucets will be
like,
expensive. For a kitchen one, like a decent one, you're probably looking at $150.
Yeah,
oh,
Katie,
some
the
of
ones
them are
you're looking
300.
At, you the ones you're looking at, Katie, are the ones that... That looks like my
I was going to say, Josh is going to have
do
a
you have an upper
faucet.
Yeah. Like, okay, so yeah, you might be getting
those
higher.
Are expensive.
Yay. You don't need that.
Ooh, look
I'm
at this
excited.
Gold one.
Put a cheaper one in.
We'll see. Jay, we'll look at the options. We'll look at all the
options.
We'll
look at the options.
There's
we'll
a $7,000
that's probably the one I'll go
one.
With. That's probably the one I'll go with, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's me over here. I'll just go to Home Depot and
exactly.
fix it myself.
The Glacier Bay $80 one. That's
well,
what Jeremy would
just
get.
Do it myself.
Dad, can you take me to the Home Depot right
seriously.
Next to her?
There's a great, actually, YouTube feed of this older guy. It's like, it's like Dad Repairs or Dad Does It or Dad
Fix
It.
Oh, I've seen
it.
Yeah.
And he goes through and he does like basic things like how to change your oil, how to
tie your tie, how to do all
do
these
a tie,
things.
How to replace a tire, you know, just basic stuff.
Yeah, we called that Bob Vila back in the day.
Yeah.
Remember, he had the books and everything. That's what you went to.
So I called that Dad back
I need him to do a sink now. Do
my
a
dad
sink
and my
me.
Grandpa, right? It's like, that's too bad all those skills have gone away.
I know.
Hate it.
We are so helpless. Well, good luck with the sink, buddy.
Thanks, man. I'll take pics. I'll let you guys
pretty
know
pretty exciting
what
day
yeah.
coming up for you.
Yeah.
I want to see your new faucet.
I look good, I think. I think
faucet pics. Yeah.
Send faucet pics.
Send faucet pics. Little drippy. I'll call you
Little Drippy
from here on out.
Yeah,
Who's
there
up,
we go.
Drip?